Blog Talk Radio.
Are you guys ready to worship out there tonight?
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Doolin Christian Living Today. This is Elliot Hoskinson, serving as your co-host. Joining me, as always, is my lovely wife, Dawn. How are you tonight, Dawn?
Hi, Elliot. Doing well. Thanks.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. I'll tell you, it was a little bit different of a day today. We started new songs in our contemporary worship service, so that was exciting, which we love. But that's always a little nerve-wracking to make sure everything is coming together with the new music. But also, we were not at the Dunes. It's one of those unusual weeks. There was a church outing there, and they were using the facility today. So we will be returning to the Indiana Dunes next Sunday at 8:30 for worship with the campground and all the campers that arrive and want us here and spend some time in the Word. So hopefully we'll see some of our listeners out there, and you'll maybe join us sometime in the summer. Yes.
Can I say that since it was 38 degrees and raining, I was not quite so really hurt by the fact that we weren't there.
Oh, so you're going to talk about the weather tonight, huh? Okay, so all right. So now we know you're the one that talks about the weather, not me. Okay. With that, let me throw out this other tidbit. We have not been rained out ourselves. Continues with the Lord's blessing us for good weather whenever we're at the Dunes. So it made sense that maybe today was not going to be the most attractive day for us and people there. I'm sure the church services there were wonderful. I'm sure whoever showed up and participated in that, they had a blessed time with the Lord.
And they brought a coat.
And they brought a coat. Again, when you're in that setting and outdoors and you're sharing the gospel, it is such a unique experience that no matter what the format is, no matter what the plan is, no matter what the weather is, it's a joy to be with the Lord and His creation. We're going to be working in 1 Corinthians, Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, his first epistle. In that, then, we're going to be talking about some issues of unity as we get into this discussion tonight. Dawn, anything you want to start out with before we go into this? We have a wonderful week ahead of us planned. We pick up again Monday night for our prayer services at Frontline.
Yes, looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that, and we're hoping that you'll also have an interest in that. If nothing else, lift us up in prayer as we try to lift up the community up in prayer.
Come join us.
But definitely we look to spend some time in prayer and hold the needs of people up to the Lord and ask for His blessings on their lives. So join us. Participate in prayer with us, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday night at 6:30. That's 6:30 off Broadway in Chesterton. So, Donna, what song do we have picked for tonight?
We're going to do Peace Like a River.
Peace Like a River, one of our favorites.
When peace like a river,
His glorious song, my
I keep forgetting every time we hear that that was recorded at Gospel Fest. And our friends
so over, had backup singers.
Yes, she had backup singers, and that's our friends over at Bethel and Gary. And also reminds me that in 2 weeks we'll be with them again, as they've asked me to lead worship and deliver a sermon for them on that particular Sunday. So we're looking forward to spending time with our friends at Bethel and Gary and sharing the word with them and spending some time in fellowship afterwards. So,
and I'm going to sing a song.
You may be singing a song.
I heard rumors,
yes. So it's going to be a blessing, and we're looking forward to that. So it's going to be a busy week. I'm also substituting for pastors. We have a synod assembly coming up this week, and there's a need of pulpit supply, so I've been asked to lead worship for Bethlehem this week. So we're looking forward to an exciting week of preparation in the Word and spending some time in discussion and consideration of where the Spirit is going to move us in learning and studying this.
You'll be busy.
Yeah, it should be interesting. So Don, why don't we go ahead and start into our conversation. Before we do all, because I'll always do this enough today again. Okay, you can, hopefully you're out there and you're getting our newsletters if you're listening to our show. If not, send us an email, please, at faithshare@dclnetwork.org. That's faithshare@dclnetwork.org. Let us know anything you want to tell us about this ministry. Subscribe to our newsletter if you're not getting that. But we'd love to hear from you, so please do that. You can also follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook.
And also, if you have any prayer requests, we're happy to bring those forward at the prayer meeting at 6:30 on Monday.
Yep.
So you can email us, that's fine.
Absolutely. Great thought, Dawn. So why don't you go ahead and read us in Paul's letter.
Okay, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be in perfect unity in mind and thought.
Okay, I want you to have that dwell for a second while I read through to you a couple supporting verses, just again to frame some of this discussion tonight. And later in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, actually Paul's second letter to the Church of Corinth, we hear Paul write, "Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another and be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." And then we hear Paul's letter to the Philippians. "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel." So we'll get into a couple other thoughts on that in a second, but I wanted to add that in there because this has been weighing on me for years, but it keeps rearing its ugly head often, and it did again this last couple of weeks. And we look at the church and we find ourselves really challenged as we see people looking to understand God's call for their lives and trying to take action for what they see is and feel the Spirit moving within them. But because it is not in sync with different faith practices and because it is not of their own origin, people don't understand that and therefore do one of two things. The very least, they don't support it. At the very worst, they speak against it. And this has come up for me in a couple of issues that happened over the last couple of weeks. And I really get disheartened at the status of the larger church body and not understanding the gospel, and that Jesus came into this world for everyone, for the love of everyone, for everyone to have and receive that grace. And regardless of what we do, and you'll hear an excellent explanation from Matthew Henry here in a second, but regardless of how we channel that as a smaller body of churches, individual congregations, if you will, or as a denomination, we have to understand the origin of everything that we believe and do comes back to what Paul is saying here is that there is one spirit, there is one faith, and that is the human nature and the desire for God to have his children love him.
And all these different denominations are not teams. It's still one body.
Yeah, it's not different teams playing on even the same playing field against each other or looking to have some success against one another.
I guess that's the point. It's not supposed to be against each other.
Yeah, and if anything, you speak to lift each other up, and you speak to support each other in what they're trying to do. And if you do have disagreements with that, you still speak of love about their attempts, about their desires, and you pray for them. You lift them up in a way that has God's intervention in their life, not your intervention on their life. And that's a big issue for me, is step out of the way and allow them to go where they want to go, or bring it up to God and allow God to take it.
I think that's one of the things that has been so beautiful about the services that we have at the park, is that you are all different denominations and everyone comes together, and there's nothing competitive about it. There's nothing about one team knowing more than the other. We're just all there as Christ's children, with our unity of wanting to raise them up.
Well, and that's just it. It's coming back to that very basic, very common, very specific, if you will, issue of Christ alive in each of us and our love for Christ. That is the heart of everything, is having God's love for us and that we love God. You know, and no matter what goes beyond, around, or wrapped around any of that, no matter what sins may fall us, what may angst may be part into the world, we can always fall back to the common space of Jesus' love for all of us and our love in return for him, right? Where else you go from that is up to you, okay? I'm not going to speak in favor of or against any particular faith practice or denomination, but I don't want to stand in and become a barrier to someone's expression of the Holy Spirit coming alive within them because I don't understand it or I don't have that expression in my faith practice. I want to at least, at the very least, lift them up and pray to God that they sing things earnestly and honestly and to the benefit and to the glory of God is how they are to serve. And if God wants it to happen, God will enable it to happen and he'll encourage that to continue to grow within those individuals. We find ourselves pulling ourselves apart. And if we can come together on that very core belief, think of the power and the strength that lies within our community around us when we can have dozens of churches that sit within, you know, 3 or 4 miles of each other, hundreds, maybe even thousands of people that have that basis in thought as that common bond about what we do in the world and how we serve in the world. And that's how we express it.
It's not healthy for you to judge each other. I think about these things on very basic topics. I live in Indiana. I don't agree with everything that the leadership in Indiana puts out there, and I hate to be prejudged for people thinking that their view or this one person's assessment and direction that they're taking our state in means that that's how I feel about everything. And I feel the same about the nation. You know, I love this country, but do I believe in everything that the leadership's doing right now? No. But I don't want to go to Pakistan and have people looking at me hostily because I am driven by that country. You get me?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, and let me go ahead because I think this really gets to the heart of what
being is, a member.
Yeah, being a member. But let me give Matthew Henry's commentary because this is, I think, an important issue. And this perspective is, I think, the clearest statement that I've been able to come across in this. Although perfect uniformity of opinion cannot be expected among people. Now, no, we can't expect that we are ever going to be perfect because we're not perfect. And I love how he addresses that first and foremost, right? So to expect that we are going to have complete uniformity is wrong because, first of all, God's given us different talents, but also we ourselves aren't perfect in execution of what God has given us to do. And that's an important element, that we were not perfect in our execution of God's will and God's desire. And so it cannot be expected among people on the subject of religion any more than on any other subject. Yet on the great and fundamental doctrines of Christianity, Christianities may be agreed on all points in which they differ, that they may evince a good spirit, and on all subjects they may express their sentiments in the language of the Bible and thus speak the same thing, right? So you fall back to the Word. You fall back to Scripture. And you let the interpretation be of somebody else's understanding, but you come back with the Word of God and how it is first laid out, and that's what you hold on to. That very fundamental practice, the very fundamental issue, that good spirit of Christ within you, that's the basis of everything that we have, and that's the unity that we face, and that there's no division among us, that at that level, there is no division. There should not be any division at that level. It's when we take things that step further in interpretation issues of what is expected beyond what's stated in the Bible.
Well, that's why that book is so important.
I do, and it's so important to work yourself through it. And we've always talked, there are two specific channels that I want people to continue to work on in their faith journey as they go back and read scriptures: the meditative prayer on what they've read, discussion on what they've read, and seeking spiritual guidance of what that means for you in your life, right? And that's what I really value and put into that term discernment, those three pathways of understanding the scriptures. The common thing that we have is Jesus' sacrifice and love for us. God gave us his son to save us. Our compassion and our love for God because of what God has done for us in our lives. That is common. Lift that up, hold that up as who we are in the world. And when we find people that are different than us in their faith practices and different than us in their calling of where they go and how they express that, at the very least, lift them up and affirm that they are looking to serve God for his glory, because that is at their heart. Whether you believe it's the right pathway or the right thing to do,
not really
relevant. Not relevant. Excellent point, the way you put that, Don. It is not relevant. What is relevant is that we stand in unity, lifting that person up and thank them for answering and trying to answer a call on their lives by doing whatever they're doing. And I lift this up knowing that there are different groups that in the Christian faith, and I'm just going to go down this path because I'm halfway down there. I'm not going to jump all the way. In my travels back and forth to work, I hear a lot from the Goshen radio stations and Christian radio stations out there, and there's a movement that's been taking place across the eastern part of, northeastern part of Indiana in particular, and this is Revive Indiana, and it's an attempt to re-energize people in their walk of faith, help them find the basis and ground to go back out and to engage the community, to have the resources and tools to know how to present the gospel to the community.
And it's not denominationally specific.
It is not denominationally specific. However, there is the lack of denominations participating in this as well. There are, you know, so by its absence, we have divide. And that's my contention, right, is that we aren't unified to be able to say, can I not learn from this? Can I not dwell in this and expect to have the Spirit maybe show me something I didn't know before, or maybe participate at a level I never participated before? And we hold, denominations hold themselves separate and apart because that is not what we do. It's not what we believe. It's not how we are to conduct ourselves, as opposed to finding a pathway to lift them up and say thank you for doing what we don't have the calling to do.
So I want to say something that's kind of like harsh, and that pastors who believe that the only way to Christ and the only way to heaven is on things that happen inside their doors have really missed the boat.
I think it's also in
our faith is not the building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. And we do get some differences in doctrine, and I get that, okay? But that's not the point here. That really isn't the point. The point is, don't put the difference in doctrine ahead of the Holy Spirit's work in an individual to do something with the call.
Well, because, right? Again, you're judging, and that's not your place.
It is judgment. It's also, for purposes of a divide, for believing something is more appropriate and more right than something else. And I know I've always had some, you know, difficult times understanding how certain aspects of the larger church work, right? And I just want to say we need to get away from ourselves. We need to get out from underneath ourselves. And we need to open up our hearts and our minds to just simply attempt and try to do as much as what we can based on the calling of the Holy Spirit that we feel. Now, that doesn't mean you just go off and do whatever you want to do. I go back to, again, I'm going to hold to three basic structures: is study the scriptures and meditate on it, and then have discussion on that with knowledgeable, educated people, people that have felt a call to the Spirit, and then seek God's desire and how that and what that means for you to do personally. If you do those three things, you are going to experience an awakening of your faith, an awakening of your faith practices, especially in your service to the kingdom. You know, there's Yes.
Franklin, that our having done that has really enriched our faith journey. And when we go to our church, which we love, we have that much more to bring forward when we have our open discussions during the services. I think that it becomes enriching for everyone. We're so lucky that we have a pastor who's happy to embrace that with us.
So, you know, as you go about thinking about this verse, and we look at the commentary added there by Matthew Henry, but again, understand the common ground of Christian faith and Christian love. Act always in that accord first. You place that call of God's gift to us foremost in everything we say and do. The differences of what comes beyond that or after that, we will deal with, and you will deal with it, okay? So I'm not trying to tell everybody to convert to one denomination and to accept things you don't believe in. That's not where I'm at. I'm saying accept the things that you believe in that are common and at the core of every Christian's faith, of every Christian's desire to serve the risen Lord.
And be willing to lift up every Christian.
Lift up every Christian as well as every non-Christian. That is our call. That is our call to the gospel, is to help that message get out. And it is of no doing to stand aside and allow and not encourage and not support. It's just as bad as doing things to discourage and to put barriers up when people are trying to step forward. You know, because we don't understand, because we don't agree, that's our problem. That's our issue.
It's not ours to judge.
I'm trying to get beyond that word judge, but you're right, judgment's in it. I just want everyone to just be accepting of the core that is ingrained in you, that is given to you in baptism, that gift of that Holy Spirit. You know, we have so few opportunities with leadership of the church in terms of numbers of people to do all the work that God's calling upon us to do. And it serves us no good. It serves the Lord no good when we put up barriers to services that are being offered and the talents that people are discovering about themselves and their desire to put that forward. There are so many people that are on the doorstep of great service. There's so many people on the doorstep of wonderful care and nurturing of others. There's so many people that are on the doorstep of self-awakening of their own belief and understanding of the love of Christ within them. This is the key of our service. This is the key of our work, is to be accepting and encouraging of all of that experience and find a pathway to help get that out.
So do you have any details about this event in particular that you've been talking about?
Yeah, you know, Don, it's been a long week of other research work going on, and I have
but it's still a few weeks out.
I think it's a week or two out. It's in Valparaiso. Again, it's Revive Indiana. I'm going to tell you that my witness on the radio from the news reports that were coming in, we're talking dozens upon dozens of churches, thousands of people. They were serving breakfasts for over 400, 500 people.
I talked to one gentleman at the Doom said that they had 60 churches.
I believe that those numbers could be that way and maybe even higher. But let us not prejudge, going back to your word, Don, because that's the way some other denomination does it, but that's not what we do. Let's not predispose ourselves to put it off on the side without at least recognizing that people are making an attempt to bring their understanding of God forward in this world. And again, whether it's our understanding or not, we need to lift them up, affirm them, and pray for them that they do proper assessment, proper discernment of their call in Christ. So let Christ do the work. Let's not prejudge it ourselves. So that's where I want to go with this message for tonight. And Dawn, did you have anything you want to maybe finish up with on that?
No, I'm just really enjoying today's conversation. I did want to say, I think it's possible that it stopped raining in Oklahoma. I'm not positive of that, but now we just need the waters to recede and the mosquitoes to find a new home. Those poor folks have really had it the last two weeks now, going on 2.5 weeks.
Yes, let's lift up all the people that are living through that devastation of those storms and torrential rain and all the flooding that's going on. People have to rebuild whole communities and whole lives.
My mother lives there. I don't know if we've mentioned that before, and she said to me, anytime you go out, everyone has a story. Everyone has a basement flooded. Everyone needs a new roof. Everyone has been affected by this.
It's a hard situation out there. And we know that God's raising up people and bringing them forward to help each other and care for each other. But let us always try to offer our prayers as well as any support that we can give them to help rebuild their lives, because it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time.
It's a messy world out there. Between that and I heard now about 2,000 people have died in India from the heat wave.
Mm.
Some days it's a messy world.
Yes, it is. Well, we thank you for your time with us tonight. This has been a lively discussion, at least I think it has. Hopefully it's helped you open up some eyes and ears around yourself to be just accountable to the basic gestures and the basic care and love of Christianity. And that is God's gift to us in Jesus Christ and the saving grace that we've received because of that, and our love that we share is the same love across all denominations of Christianity. And let's hold that as our core and lift everything up into God's hands beyond that.
Yes, God wants no divisions among us.
That's absolutely right, Don. All right, so we thank you for listening. Watch out for our newsletter coming out again in a few days. Also, continue to lift us up in prayer, please, as we attempt to bring prayer to others. If you're not going to participate, please hold us close in your prayers to give us the strength and courage to continue in that journey. We're finding it a blessing to be just in prayer for others as they have lifted their prayer needs up to us. And that time, that 1 hour of service on Monday evenings helps ground us for the rest of the week going forward. It actually, I think, gives us a starting point by which the rest of the week will be a blessing as well. So, again, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, and look forward to sharing this link of the archive once you've had a chance to download it. So have yourself a blessed week, and we're going to leave you with Michael W. Smith and Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Bye now.
Woo! Are you guys ready to worship at this tonight? I know you know the song. Open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Come on, let's go.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Holy, holy, holy.